Hello everyone and welcome or welcome back to Head to Head Opinion for Opinion. My name is Tim and I will be your host for today's episode. Today's question is simple but very important. Can money buy happiness? I'm here with two guests who have very different opinions. I will let them introduce themselves.
Hi everyone, my name is Emma. I am a businesswoman and I started my own company. I wasn't born rich. I grew up in a small town with my parents who struggled with money during my childhood. So I worked very hard and earned my money. Today I am successful and I believe money can buy happiness or at least help create it.
Thank you, Emma. Next up, we have an old friend of mine.
Hello, it feels so good to see you again. My name is Leticia and I'm a single mom with two kids that I deeply love with all of my heart. I live in New York City and I work three jobs to support my family. Life is not easy, but I still have everything to feel happy, and because of that, I don't believe money can buy happiness.
Okay, so now let's start this debate. Emma, why do you think money can buy happiness?
For me, money brings security. I don't worry about paying bills or losing my home. That peace of mind is very important for my happiness. Money also gives freedom. I can choose how I live my life, where I go, and what I do with my time. That makes me feel happy and in control.
I understand that, but I don't agree. I don't have security or freedom, but I still feel happiness in my life. Happiness comes from children, from love, and from small moments, not from money. If money was happiness, then all rich people would be happy, and that's just not the case.
That's true, but let's be honest. Money makes life easier. When you don't have money, every problem feels bigger. Stress can destroy happiness. If you had more money, wouldn't your life be less stressful?
Yes, it would be less stressful, but less stress doesn't mean happiness. Some of the happiest moments of my life cost nothing. Laughing with my kids, cooking together, talking before bed, spending time with my loved ones. I know rich people who are lonely and unhappy. They have money, but not real connections and not happiness.
So Emma, say money give freedom. Let's just say happiness comes from people. Emma, what do you say about that?
I agree that relationship matter. Money cannot buy love, but money gives time. If you don't need to work three jobs, you have more time for your family, your health, and yourself. In that way, money helps happiness grow.
But many people with money work all the time too. They chase success and forget to enjoy life. I think happiness is a mindset. If you always want more, you will never be happy, no matter how much money you have.
That's fair, but poverty is not a mindset. Not knowing how to pay rent or buy food is very real, and it hurts happiness. Money can buy joy, but it can remove suffering.
I agree with that. Money can reduce suffering, but reducing suffering is not the same as buying happiness. Happiness is feeling loved, feeling proud, and feeling present. My kids don't care how much money I have. They care that I'm here.
We are almost at the end. I want to ask you both one last question. Can money buy happiness, yes or no?
Yes, money can buy comfort, freedom, and security, which are strong parts of happiness.
No, money can help life, but happiness comes from love, purpose, and human connections.
Thank you, Emma and Leticia, for this discussion. Today we heard two strong opinions. Money can help life feel easier, but happiness may come from people, not money. Now we ask you, the listeners, can money buy happiness, yes or no? Thank you for listening to Head to Head, Opinion for Opinion. See you next time.